my utmost for his highest. July the 18th. The mystery of believing. And he said, Who art thou, Lord? Acts 9, verse 6. By the miracle of redemption, Saul of Tarsus was turned in 1 second from a strong-willed, intense Pharisee into a humble, devoted slave of the Lord Jesus. There is nothing miraculous about the things we can explain. We command what we are able to explain. Consequently, it is natural to seek to explain. It is not natural to obey, nor is it necessarily sinful to disobey. There is no moral virtue in obedience unless there is a recognition of a higher authority in the one who dictates. It is possibly an emancipation to the other person if he does not obey. If one man says to another, You must, and you shall, he breaks the human spirit and unfits it for God. A man is a slave for obeying unless behind his obedience there is a recognition of a holy God. Many a soul begins to come to God when he flings off being religious, because there is only one master in the human heart, and that is not religion, but Jesus Christ. But woe be to me if, when I see him, I say, I will not. He will never insist that I do, but I have begun to sign the death warrant of the Son of God in my soul. When I stand face to face with Jesus Christ and say, I will not, he will never insist. But I am backing away from the recreating power of his redemption. It is a matter of indifference to God's grace, how abominable I am, if I come to the light. But woe to me if I refuse the light.